Going to go to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. We were hearing from Paul Cunningham earlier about today's vote on the government's plans here for mandatory quarantine for tourists coming into the country, and the issue of border closures as well as vaccine routes is going to be very much on the agenda of EU leaders in their virtual summit later today. Tony, this sense that many European leaders have expressed that Europe's been too slow, the Commission's been too slow on the vaccine rollout. What are they likely to be saying, and what will the Commission have to say in response?
Well, there has been a lot of coverage over Europe's rollout of the vaccine, and you know, we've had Ursula von der Leyen, the President of the European Commission, giving a more frank appraisal in recent weeks to the European Parliament of the problems that have characterised the rollout. I mean, she said in particular that the Commission was perhaps overconfident in the delivery of supplies of vaccines by pharmaceutical companies, and that, you know, obviously other countries had pressed ahead. But again, she was saying that the EU has had to negotiate these contracts as a bloc, or otherwise, if not, smaller, poorer countries would simply have been left behind, and this was the correct strategy. I think there is a sense that things will get better in the second quarter. We are expecting a much bigger flow of vaccines from the various pharmaceutical companies. The leaders today will be talking about the need, however, to keep production ramped up. There's been talk of greater collaboration between pharmaceutical companies in different member states, even those companies who have not perhaps pioneered a vaccine, that they would get involved in the production of those vaccines. Mm-hmm. And another big issue as well, which certainly southern countries are interested in, is the idea of a vaccination certificate or some kind of even a passport that would show that you had been vaccinated, because countries like Greece, Italy, Spain and so on are absolutely desperate to get tourists back, and they believe that some kind of recognisable vaccine certificate would provide a kind of a passport for people to start travelling again.
But we have also seen countries taking unilateral action on borders. So how difficult is it going to be to secure a consensus across the EU about keeping variants out and letting tourism happen?
Yeah, it's always difficult, because ultimately it is down to individual member states, you know, what they do with their own borders, with their own systems of monitoring and quarantining passengers who come in from outside. I mean, I think Europe is very concerned about the new variants, the UK, South African, Brazilian, and they have already started to take root in different countries, especially in Germany. Now there's very deep concern about that effect there. The message always is that if countries are going to close the borders, it should be done in as coordinated a manner as possible, in order to ensure that essential supplies, essential workers like key frontier workers can do their jobs, that essential supplies, pharmaceuticals, food and so on can still keep flowing. But again, I think this will be an opportunity today for leaders to even have the comfort zone themselves of finding out how each other are doing in the face of this hugely politically challenging moment.
And of course, we've also seen the latest meeting between the EU and the UK over the vexed Northern Ireland Protocol, and the First and Deputy First Ministers of Northern Ireland joined in. But Arlene Foster certainly wasn't impressed, was she?
No, I mean, I think the DUP are in a difficult position now, because they are spearheading the campaign to get the Northern Ireland Protocol scrapped. But she had to listen in and contribute to a meeting last night between Michael Gove on the UK side and Maro Šefčovič on the EU side, in which both the EU and UK reaffirmed they would implement the protocol and implement the measures that were agreed in December to introduce some flexibilities around the protocol. So she is obviously not getting much comfort from the direction of travel on how the protocol is going to be managed. And I think the key message from the EU side last night was that the UK has to implement what it agreed. In other words, provide access to EU officials in Northern Ireland to real-time data from the customs systems, There's a whole trusted trader system that will allow suppliers in GB to send food over to the to Northern Ireland, so long as they are recognised as trusted traders. They will not have to provide export health certificates for a short grace period. On the other hand, the UK now is really pushing this idea that supermarkets themselves could develop a model of surveillance and traceability of food that would ultimately remove the need for any of this very cumbersome and sometimes expensive paperwork. The message from the EU is, look, we're not ruling that out, but we can't entertain any of that until you start implementing the things that you promised you would implement in December.
All right, Tony, thank you for filling us in on all of that.